Helen, good question here from Rocky Singh for you, who says, huge fan, listen to your programme all the time. What makes underwater animals glow?
Underwater animals glow a lot, in fact, much more than things on land. And that comes down to basically the fact that there isn't any light once you get only not very far down into the sea. So yes, they do tend to glow. And it's a chemical reaction. It happens in all sorts of different ways. Some creatures use a type of bacteria. Some just use their own chemicals, which they'll then put together. It's essentially something that a general group of compounds, which we'll call luciferins, which then actually undergo a reaction with an enzyme, catalyses that reaction, and that's called luciferase, turns luciferin into something called oxyluciferin, which at the same time produces light. All sorts of reasons why light is important. It's a good way of communicating in the dark. It's also a good way of sneaking in the dark. And one of the most clever fish is something called a loose jaw fish, which is a malacostade. And they actually cheat because the first type of light, most of the lights in the ocean that are created by creatures are blue or green, because that is actually the light that can actually be seen down there mostly, because all the red lights get absorbed much earlier, higher up in the water column. But there's this creature called the loose jawfish, which creates its own red light, which really nothing else can see, because no fish really bother trying to see in the red light range, because there isn't any red light down there. But if you make your own red light and you can see it yourself, then you've got your own kind of secret
spotlight, isn't it? You can go spotlighting
system.
Underwater.
Yeah, it's absolutely ingenious, because they can see things. The prey thereafter don't know they're being looked at, because they have no idea there's red light, and they can see it. So it's really ingenious. And another thing, another one of the glowing marine creatures is the jellyfish. And in fact, this year's Nobel Awards went to three guys, Osamu Shimomura, Martin Chalfy and Roger Stein, who jointly were involved with a thing called the green fluorescent protein, GFP, which I think, Chris, you know all sorts about in terms of the molecular world and understanding what's going on inside us by actually attaching this glowing thing onto parts of anything, really. Look at it under a microscope and you can see what you're looking at. It's a really ingenious thing, which has been recognised by this Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that's right. GFP, green fluorescent protein, it's just a protein that some animals make, but they can grab ultraviolet rays and turn those ultraviolet rays into green light that we can see. So it's a clever protein that's capable of doing that. Yeah. Thanks, Helen. This is The Naked Scientist, and today we're taking your science questions. And still to come, Diana O'Carroll will be here to find out why time goes a bit quicker as you get older. And also, Dave is stacking up plastic cups in our kitchen science experiment. Let me just remind you, you take two plastic cups, you put some hot water in each one to make the cup hot, swill it round a bit, tip the water out, put a damp piece of kitchen roll between the two cups, put one on top of the other, and then watch what happens.